Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Well, welcome to our music spectacular.
It's going to be a cavalcade of stars.
A cavalcade of stars that we were lucky enough to meet and watch perform music in our beautiful, sumptuous Heritage Radio Network studios.
Right here on the Mike and Judy Show. But you know what, Judy? Nobody more special than our own in-house talent.
Judy McGuire.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
This is the best. Jack, you got that queued up?
I sure do.
This is the best.
I've been listening to this on loop before we started broadcasting.
We've got such an array of stars coming up, but really, where else could we possibly start than with the fabulous Ms. McGuire?
I would feign modesty, but it's really not.
No, faux humility doesn't suit you. Jack, roll the tape.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them
lighting up. That's absolutely...
I'm sorry to be so intimidating, professional musicians in the room.
Oh, that was good. So Whitney Houston, what was her deal? She died or something?
Yeah, she croaked from having too many pills and booze and dying in a bathtub, which sounds like an eerie warning for someone that I know whose name I won't mention.
You know... What happens in Seattle stays in Seattle.
Was that in Seattle?
It was in Seattle in my boutique-y Japanese hotel with the giant bath. You know, then they shouldn't give me Valiums and they shouldn't put that much sake in the minibar. That's all I'm saying, okay? I'm just saying.
Seattle has been responsible for the loss of many of our favorite rock stars, as you know from my book, the official book of sex, drugs, and rock and roll list.
And it is fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
It is, and I can't wait for the party. Who's playing your party, speaking of wonderful musicians?
Well... Not.
I never get to perform on the show. You've sang on the show more times than I have.
Okay,
I'm marginally a professional nightclub singer.
We'll have you sing soon. But first, I think we have a very special guest.
Speaking of dead rock stars.
Jeff Buckley.
And we were lucky to have our friend Gary Lucas on playing the guitar. And Gary was Jeff's co-conspirator.
And one of the most charming guests we've ever had on.
Yeah, and one of the best guitar players I've ever seen, let alone get him fortunate enough to play with occasionally. So let's roll back the tape and listen to Gary playing Grace.
Beautiful.
That was fucking incredible. Now, from the almost sacred to the definitely profane, next up are your favorite girls, Kudzu and the Faggots.
I love these girls so much. I was so happy they would come here, and they weren't going to play, and then we were able to talk them into doing an a cappella number called 14 Carat Abortion.
Bum, 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 bum. I love another A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N. vacuum out my pussy today. Sit back and relax now. You might think I'm crazy, but I was gonna have a filthy Mexican's baby. No me gusta. I'm wide upper class and daddy'd kick my ass. And Louis gave me 50 pesos and money for gas.
It took a half an hour and a little cash. The nurse was just about to throw it in the trash.
No, I told her, wait a sec, I got a better plan.
And I headed to my jeweler with my fetus in hand. I had a little bugger dipped in gold.
A 14-carat fetus
is a sight to behold. Put it on my bracelet as my brand new charm. I'm sporting my abortion at the end of my arm. Some fucking Baptist might think it's a sin that I like to shake my wrist and say, what could have been? We're all drunk, but now it's time to go. Nothing's for coming to our motherfucking
Mike
awesome.
And Judy Show. Mike and Judy Show.
He changes every time.
Yeah, we prep the end.
You know what I love the Kudzo girls so much? It's because they're from Queens. Like, enough of this Brooklyn bullshit already, right? Queens.
You love them because they're cute.
They are, and they talk dirty.
They're very dirty girls.
Speaking of which, next up.
Oh, my God. Okay, as you know, Christmas music is good for me any time of year.
Many things we disagree on.
You're Jewish. It's not your holiday.
And so is Princess Superstar.
I know. But she did one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. It would be in the top five Judy Christmas songs. And here she is doing her Christmas hit live in studio, which was amazing.
That was a great day. I liked our Christmas party. That was good.
Really fun. And it turned one little Jewish boy, left him wishing he was Christian so he could enjoy the holiday, didn't it, Mike?
I'm still waiting for my Messiah. Meanwhile, here's Princess Superstar doing Christmas swagger.
Ready.
All right, kick up the beat.
Woo! Hooray! Yay! It's Christmas! Yay! I love Christmas! I love it when it snows. I love ho, ho, hoes. Hot cocoa, Nat King Cole. Happy people throw them bows. I like parades. I like charades, pumpkin pie on paper plates, black guys and little girls in fresh done braids. I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love you baby and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. Sweaters, red and green, tinfoil letters, cheerful sweaters, being together, Justin Bieber.
What?
I love jingle bells, Christmas sales, Chippendales with Santa hats on the big cocktails. I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love you baby, and your Christmas swagger. Mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. For December 2-5, I'm too live, every inch of my 5-5 frame. More caboose than a toy train. Damn, that granny got game. Hey, my good friend Keenan. Man, sorry dude, hit me back when it's did then. Getting ready for the weekend. Spending so much dough at Dwayne Reed, tits the season. I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love you baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. I love Christmas, I love Santa, everybody. I love you baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love Christmas, and I love you. I love Christmas, everything except the mostly Jew.
Yeah, Princess Superstar.
Yay, Christmas. What'd you get me, Mike? Because every time you hear Christmas music, you have to give Judy a present.
This Christmas is coming earlier and earlier this year.
It's always Christmas.
Hey, Jack, play the Whitney Houston thing again.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to say this the whole show.
just play it again. Can you give me that? We were playing with it before, and he knocked her voice down an octave.
Yeah, let's do that.
And pump up the reverb a little bit.
We'll turn her into a tenor baritone.
It's good. It's her inner drag queen coming out.
I believe the children are future.
How do you like that?
I love that so much. Oh, man.
I hate that. I don't have any sense of humor about myself.
I think every time we play it, we should pitch it down just a bit more and see how low we can go.
I sound like Grover.
Right.
That's awesome. You have a beautiful instrument. Like I said, the faux humility doesn't suit you well, McGuire.
It really doesn't. I'm trying hard, too.
I think one of the best days we had was when we played the newlywed game.
Oh, because you got Ms. Martinez quite drunk before. You were plying those people with booze like crazy.
Well, just like all good reality shows.
That's true. It was. I wish we had cameras. They were so funny. And the best part was that Christina and John, who've been together for like 50 million years, lost to a couple who broke up 10 years ago. They lost the newlywed game.
Yeah, we should really go back and we should do that again, play the newlywed game again.
Yeah.
You know, I miss playing Mad Libs, too. We don't play enough games on the show.
Oh, yeah. We need to get that Schuchert back in here.
Meanwhile, Boss Hogg came down and played the newlywed game, and we can go back, listen to the whole show, and find out that if Christina Martinez were a dog, what breed she would be, and how many times John Spencer has made love to her. Maybe that's too much information. I think the answer was 6.5.
Oh, I think it was less than that. And also, he didn't remember that they did it in a cab, which seems crazy.
It's all here on the Mike and Judy Show. We go there. All right, here's Boss Hogg doing I Dig You.
Late in the evening, drunker, you've got me feeling not drunk but drowned. Knock my teeth out, make way for the gold. That's my guarantee. My love, my word, baby. I dig you. I ate scum off the street there, eating raw macaroni. Get down in a minute. Come on now, girl, you got to show me. If you want me to, anything I would. Solid gold guarantee. My love, my word. Baby, I dig you.
I dig your barbecue lips.
I dig you much and more.
I dig you, baby, and I want you to know
that I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Oh yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Come on. Judy and Mike Show! I dig you.
Yeah! I love Boss Hogg.
I love them too. And you know, there were no Jews in that band, oddly enough. I thought you had to have a Jew in your band to be in New York and somewhat successful.
I have no idea.
Jack, can you play Judy singing again? Maybe like knock
Shut
it down.
Shut up.
Bring it down, like maybe like another
a few
octave.
More semitones. Yeah, let's let
a few
it
more
rip.
Semitones.
Yeah, here we go.
Echo,
okay.
Echo. Echo.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty.
So, how do you guys like that?
That was awesome! Judy, you sound so sexy.
Shut up.
I'm telling you.
Both of
I'm
you.
I'm telling you, embrace it. Embrace it.
Okay.
This is good. This is good. You sound good. America's Got Talent, and it's right here on the Mike and Judy
right.
Show.
That's right.
Broadcasting
I to,
live.
I have
on
to
the
learn a new song.
Heritage Radio Network at Roberta on our music special.
So I'm going to sound like Brandon in the next one.
Apocalypse 2.0 coming up.
Yes.
Coming up soon. And Jack, you're going to be our special guest, right?
I can't wait.
I can't wait. In the meanwhile, though, Jews. The Dictators are one of our favorite bands, and of course, they're from the Bronx. So, again,
I thought
we got
Andy
Queens.
Wasn't Andy from Queens? I don't know.
Well, Richard's from the Bronx, and that's okay. Sort of, I think, where they got their mojo from, right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they didn't show up together. They came separately on two different shows.
In separate limousines.
Separate limousines.
Well, they were feuding at the time. I think they've got a kayfabe piece packed in order right
they need,
now.
They need to get it together so they can cash in on the Dictators.
Well, Richard's got his own band now, Manitoba.
Right, with our friend Dean.
Dean the Dream Rispler, one of my favorite Jews. And they're
I'm
absolutely...
feeling a little discriminated against as the atheist in the room.
Oh, atheism.
Anyway, so we're going to hear from Andy Chernoff first.
Get a little
correct?
Light shine in, Judy. Atheism's too cynical. Let the door open. Let the light shine in. Your gift
music.
Is obviously God-given.
Okay, well, when you put it that way.
I still don't understand the whole Whitney Houston thing. I don't get it. She never meant anything to me, all that outpouring of emotion, especially when she did up and die on Facebook amongst the so-called punk rock community in which I live. Everybody was like so upset about Whitney Houston. What the fuck did she actually mean to any of these people? All she ever did was perfect the American Idol way of singing, all these like perfect notes and these curly cues with her voice. And at the end of the day, she's a good singer with a lot of production, and she sang great on some movie soundtrack. I don't even know what the fuck else she did, frankly.
She was the late Mabel's favorite singer.
Mabel was your cat, of course.
Yes. That's why I sing that song so beautifully, because I'm channeling the spirit of Mabel.
Speaking of channeling spirits and God, I think Andy Chernoff's got a song about Jesus.
Yes.
That was a good day. Let's go back in time and to when Jews were on our show singing about Jesus. Put on the Wayback Machine and play the song, Jack.
Well, I was born a sinner, I was naked in the womb. From the time I was a fetus, I knew I was doomed. Offered my forgiveness, he said he wanted more. And that's how I learned to serve the Lord. So get on your knees for Jesus till he comes, till he comes. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes. He didn't want to leave us, so he's coming back to please us. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes. When Adam ate the apple, that's when it began. The sacred tree of knowledge was never meant for man. I felt it when he touched me, I knew he was my friend. And that's when I saw Jesus rise again. So get on your knees for Jesus till he comes, till he comes. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes. Didn't want to leave us, so he's coming back to please us. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes. Get on your knees for Jesus till he comes.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you, Andy Chernoff. That was beautiful.
You sure we can't hear Judy just one more time?
No, that's enough.
All right, well, here's my star turn then, playing guitar with our other favorite dictator, Handsome Dick Manitoba.
On our second ever show.
Our second ever show, almost a year ago, and Dick's been on more than once, in fact.
Yeah, but only with me once, so only once counts.
Oh, that's right, because you weren't around for the Meet the Manitoba show. You were off touring your new book or something equally important, the official book of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Lists.
Available at fine bookstores everywhere.
It's the best book ever. Anyway, this was good, probably as close as I'll ever get to being a Ramon. I'm slinging the guitar with our friend Handsome Dick Manitoba. It's Rockaway Beach. It's been the Mike and Judy Music Spectacular, a cavalcade of stars, live from Roberto's here on the Heritage Radio Network, Judy McGuire.
Bye.
A special thanks to Jack Inslee.
See you guys for Apocalypse.
And we'll see you soon. Chewing at a rhythm on my bubble gum. Sun is out, I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the roof, out in the street. Down in the pavement, the hot concrete. Bus ride is too slow. Blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Yeah! It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Ruin at the rhythm on a bubble gum. Sun is out, I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the roof, out in the street. Down in the pavement, the hot concrete. Bus ride is too slow. Blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Hey!
Bop,
I'm like MJ.
I was doing the two thing. One, two, three, four.
Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach.
We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We could hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Bring it home, Sharky.